RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
President Joko Widodo reminds the importance of supporting infrastructures in tourism development in North Sumatra. The United States and South Korea expressed interest to develop transport infrastructures in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. To ensure development program of Lake Toba and North Sumatra province can run as expected, President Joko Widodo said that some efforts must be continuously implemented. On the sidelines of his visit to Huta Ginjang village on the bank of Lake Toba, Karo Regency, North Sumatra, the president said the government has encouraged the development of North Sumatra province through a series of infrastructure development in various fields covering constructing toll roads, docks, airports, and special economic zones. In this way, he said, infrastructure development should be supported by improving supporting infrastructure, especially in encouraging the development of tourism sector in North Sumatra, which includes the development of lodging for tourists as well as other leading tourism products in North Sumatra.
Infrastruktur seperti itu penting.
Therefore, we need to change. The current minimum essential force period is ending. So, for the next 5 or 10 years, will we continue the current one? For instance, if we are faced by the new concept to become the global maritime axis. In the global maritime axis, we do not need to change the available defense framework and system. Instead, we improve them. So, if we are talking about becoming global maritime axis, we do not replace the defense concept, but we improve it.
Infrastruktur ini kan menjadi tidak berguna nantinya.
The president further said that tourism development potential in North Sumatra, especially Lake Toba, must be supported by all parties. He mentioned the supports of various parties, including private and government sectors, is needed to ensure the acceleration of development of North Sumatra. One of the government steps in increasing the tourism potential of Lake Toba in North Sumatra is by improving Silangit Airport to become an international airport. According to the president, Silangit International Airport will be inaugurated late October 2017 and will serve the inaugural international flights to and from Singapore. Indonesian Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said recently that several companies from the United States and the South Korean government have expressed an interest to help develop much-needed transport infrastructure in Indonesia. A press release issued by the Transport Ministry said U.S. businesses are interested in forging partnerships to improve connectivity in Indonesia and boost economic growth in the archipelago. Budi said after a meeting with representatives from the U.S. ASEAN Business Council that he also offered them to help develop transportation infrastructure for city trains, train network for the Lombok and Medan's Kuala Namu airports and cargo centers in Jakarta and Medan. Added, he will soon follow up on projects discussed at the meeting with Mark Milley, USABC's Policy Vice President. The U.S. Asian Business Council, or USABC's, meeting was organized as part of the 23rd Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Transport Ministers meeting in Singapore, where Budi also met with South Korea's Land Infrastructure and Transport Minister Kim Hyun Mi. The minister stated that the South Koreans also expressed an interest to work together in train projects in South Sulawesi for the Kuala Namu Airport and the Kuala Tanjung Port. A technical team will inspect the project location next week. The project will also be included in a memorandum of understanding to be signed during the visit of South Korean President Moon Jae-in to Indonesia in November. National Disaster Mitigation Agency declared that the emergency period of Bali volcano Mount Agung is extended for 14 days to October the 26th, since it is still on the highest alert status. The agency head Willem Rampangile in Karangasem, Bali said on Saturday, October the 14th, that the status will be extended if Bali volcano Mount Agung is on the highest alert. The extension of emergency is the third time since the 3,142-meter high mountain was declared on alert on September the 22nd by Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Center. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastike, through a letter signed on October the 13th, has declared a refugee assistance emergency. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency stated that if Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Center still declares the highest alert, then such a status will be announced to provide ease of access to the government and local authorities in refugee handling administration. Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Center revealed that the Bali volcano Mount Agung still has a high potential to erupt, despite the fact that it cannot be predicted accurately whether it will erupt or not. Indonesian national military requires various changes to support the country to become the global maritime axis. This was stated by a defense observer of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, Muhammad Nur Hasim, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia recently. One of the changes, according to Muhammad Nur Hasim, was increasing the minimum essential force of the Indonesian military for the next 5 or 10 year period.
Oleh karena itu, kita perlu sebenarnya memberikan satu ganti.
Therefore, kan we need to change. The current minimum essential force period is ending. So, for the next 5 or 10 years, will we continue the current one? For instance, if we are faced by the new concept to become the global maritime axis. In a global maritime axis, we do not need to change the available defense framework and system. Instead, we improve them. So, if we are talking about becoming global maritime axis, we do not replace the defense concept, but
kita sebagai poros maritim dunia bukan berarti kita harus melepaskan yang sudah ada di dalam konsepsi pertahanan kita itu.
Furthermore, Muhammad Nur Hasim explained, besides the minimum essential force, which includes budget, defense system, and number of forces, Indonesia needs to increase the operational risk of the Indonesian military. According to him, all capacity improvements are necessary to make it more capable of protecting Indonesia, the soon-to-be global maritime axis. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. China badminton team managed to become the champion of BWF World Junior Championship 2017. After the final round held on Saturday afternoon at Among Progog Sport Value, Yogyakarta, China was able to defeat Malaysia with a score of 3-1. In the first match, China's mixed doubles Fan Kuiye, Li Wenmei had to settle for the defeat of the Malaysian pair Wei Chongmen, Perli Kong Li Tan through rubber sets 21-12, 9-21, and 21-17. Then in the second match, Chinese men's singles player Zheng Shigao won with the final score of 14-21 and 18-21. The Chinese victory continued in the men's doubles number through Fan Kuiye Wang Chang pair, who won 19-21 and 17-21 over Ye Yun Jun Chang Eng Chong Ngeng. China's single player Han Yue managed to get the decisive title victory in the last game, playing rubber set against Go Jin Wei. Han Yue managed to win with final score 16-21, 22-20, and 21-8. Malaysian team manager Goh Yen Yen called the match very good. His team had a lead in the first game through victory in the mixed doubles, but the victory failed to be followed by the next player. Meanwhile, China's coach admitted he was satisfied with the final match because even though it is going to be fierce, it can end with the excellence of a single player. Han Yue, even though she had to play in three sets, he also said there is no specific strategy and only prepares with rigorous training and discipline in every game. I'm very satisfied with the game today because the game is very fierce and ended with the winning of the single player. She could play the game despite having to play up to three rounds. With the victory, China is entitled to the Suhan Hinata Rotating Trophy. This victory itself becomes the 12th for China in BWF World Junior Championships. Meanwhile, the third winner was achieved by Japan and Korea. Indonesia team itself ranked with 5th after the last game Friday night, winning over the Indian team 3-1. Last item, for the 9th time, Indonesian students who joined the Jakarta Student Family Association Cairo, Egypt held Jakarta event on Friday night, October the 13th. Various student creativities were held starting from Abang None Pigeon Contest to arts performances. Governor of the association, Subhan, said Jakarta event is a place for the students to show their creativity amidst their longing for homeland. Subhan added that for the first time also this year, Jakarta event has managed to cooperate with Jakarta Culture and Tourism Office to provide 100 copies of Arabic language tour guide for foreign visitors. Meanwhile, Deputy Indonesian Ambassador in Cairo, Kemal Hari Purwanto, said that in addition to giving high appreciation to the creativity of the students for the implementation of the JE90 by displaying various arts and cultures typical of Betawi ethnic, he also reminded that various cultures that become the nation's identity should be upheld for the unity of the nation. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo reminds the importance of supporting infrastructure in tourism development in North Sumatra. The United States and South Korea expressed interest to develop transport infrastructure in Indonesia. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from Indonesia, presenting interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Malang, East Java. Glintung 3G Village of Malang, East Java has become a model of urban agrarian reform because it succeeded in mobilizing the community to change their village from a slum to a beautiful environment. Director General of Land Law Relations at the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning, the National Land Agency, Sarmono, in a written statement received by Antara in Malang on Wednesday, suggested that the 3G village is an example of urban agrarian reform. According to him, once the independence is achieved, the final touch is the asset of reform, namely the legalization of assets so that the citizens' assets become bankable when the people need business capital to develop their business. The success of Kampung 3G or 3G Village as an example of urban agrarian reforms make many agrarian affairs and special planning and also the National Land Agency offices in other regions come and learn firsthand about the innovation and water-saving movement in 3G Village. The success of the piloted 3G Village was thoroughly discussed in a national workshop theme, Building a Participatory, Independent, Entrepreneurial, and Prosperous Community, organized by the Ministry in Jakarta from October the 9th until 11th. The workshop was attended by 90 participants, representatives from the Ministry Central Office and 33 regional offices in Indonesia. The next news comes from Yogyakarta. The performance at the 260th 61st anniversary of Yogyakarta City, called Wayang Jogja Night Carnival, will be proposed to the Ministry of Tourism to become part of the National Tourism Agenda. Yogyakarta Mayor Haryadi Suyuti revealed this on the sidelines of Jenang Sumsuman, a ceremony to evaluate the series of activities of the 261st anniversary of Yogyakarta City on Wednesday. He said there are several conditions that must be fulfilled so that Wayang Jogja Night Carnival can be included in the national agenda, among others, the number of activities organized. He is optimistic Wayang Jogja Night Carnival will be able to penetrate the national tourism agenda because it has a unique theme raised from the story behind the puppet characters. He also proposed a change in the location of the activities from around Yogyakarta Tugu Monument to the area of Malioboro as in the Jogja Java Carnival several years ago. The last news comes from Sampit, Central Kalimantan. Sampit Botanical Garden in East Kota Waringin District, Central Kalimantan, has been built and is expected to be the largest in Indonesia. Regent of East Kota Waringin, Supian Hadi, in Sampit on Wednesday said the development of Sampit Botanical Garden is the result of cooperation with the Indonesian Institute of Sciences and the Bogor Botanical Garden. Sampit Botanical Garden development is planned at Jalan Jenderal Sudirman, Sampit, to Pangkalan Bun on kilometer 31 with an area of 607 hectares. According to Supian Hadi, the development of Sampit Botanical Garden is conducted gradually by using special allocation fund of East Kota Waringin Regency. For the first phase, 4 to 5 billion rupiahs will be allocated. Sampit Botanical Garden will become the largest botanical garden in Indonesia and a place for research and educational process. It will also become Kalimantan Forest Research, Nature Tourism, and Animal Conservation Areas typical of Central Kalimantan. Sampit Botanical Garden will be equipped with mangrove forest as a supporting tourism object. Sampit Botanical Garden will be the center of conservation of Kalimantan plants such as the iconic Borneo damar tree or Agathis borneensis warp. A team of experts found 155 species of plants, 23 species of birds, as well as local fruits in Sampit Botanical Garden. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. A regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past is recorded in history. Let's start with October 15, 1998. The National Commission on Violence Against Women, or Komnas Perempuan, is established in Indonesia. National Commission on Violence Against Women, or Komnas Perempuan, is an independent state institution in Indonesia established as a national mechanism to eliminate violence against women. The commission was established on October 15, 1998, based on a presidential decree number 181/1998, which was renewed by a presidential regulation number 65 and 66 of 2005. The commission was born from the demands of civil society, especially women, to the government to realize the state's responsibility in responding and dealing with the issue of violence against women. The claim stems from the tragedy of sexual violence experienced mainly by ethnic Chinese women during the May 1998 riots in various major cities in Indonesia. Turning to October 15, 2008, World Hand Washing with Soap Day is celebrated for the first time. Hand washing with soap is one of the most effective and affordable ways to prevent illness. This simple behavior can provide protection from diseases such as diarrhea and acute respiratory infections such as pneumonia. In addition, hand washing also helps prevent the spread of other infectious diseases such as influenza and Ebola. World Hand Washing Day or Global Hand Washing Day every year falls on October the 15th. World Hand Washing Day was initiated by the Public-Private Partnership of Hand Washing in 2008. Since then, communities and governments have used the World Hand Washing Soap Day to increase awareness and understanding of the importance of hand washing with soap as an easy, effective, and affordable to prevent disease. The last is from October the 15th, 2009, the first Animal Rights Day. Every October the 15th is commemorated as Animal Rights Day. This commemoration was declared by OIE, a World Animal Health Organization. In Indonesia itself, there are rules that regulate the animal rights. The animal rights consist of five freedoms. The first is free of thirst and hunger. Second, free of discomfort. Third, free to express their natural behavior. Fourth, free from fear and depression. And the last is free from pain or injury. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Tenjayakasa.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with The Week Spotlight. Today it's on President inaugurates Palembang Indralaya Toll Road. President Joko Widodo inaugurated Section 1 of Palembang Indralaya or Palindra Toll Road connecting Palembang Pamulutan along 7.8 kilometers in South Sumatra on Thursday. In his inauguration speech, the president requested that the first toll road in South Sumatra can be enjoyed by the public for free until the end of 2017. President Joko Widodo previously stated that he had visited the toll road project four times. This is because the toll road development process requires special treatment. Compared to others, the cost is almost 1.5 times because it needed to be elevated up to 7 meters. The president admitted he had heard that the construction of the Palindra Toll project is constrained by land acquisition. However, when confirmed to the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, according to the president, all Palindra Toll land has been acquired. The Palindra section of the toll road stretches from Zero Point in Pegayut Village to Pamulutan Access, Pamulutan District, Ogan Ilir Regency, and is part of the entire Trans-Sumatra Toll Road. On the same occasion, South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin said that if the construction of 3,000 kilometers toll road from Bakauheni, Lampung to Aceh can be completed by the government, the people's economy, especially on the island of Sumatra, will make significant progress. Palindra Toll Road is one of the government assignment toll road to PT Hutama Karya through Presidential Decree No. 117 of 2015 with an investment of 3.3 trillion rupiah. The overall length of Palindra Toll is 22 kilometers, consisting of three sections. The construction has been started since 2015 and currently the construction progress for Section 2 has been 26.27% and the third section 83.14%. It is targeted to be completed entirely in 2018. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. To ensure development program of Lake Toba and North Sumatra province so it can run as expected, President Joko Widodo said that some efforts must be continuously implemented. Indonesian Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said recently that several companies from the United States and South Korean government have expressed an interest to help develop much-needed transport infrastructure in Indonesia. National Disaster Mitigation Agency declared that the emergency period of Bali Volcano Mount Agung is extended for 14 days to October the 26th, since it is still on the highest alert status. Indonesian national military requires various changes to support the country to become the global maritime access, to become global maritime axis, according to Defense Observer of Indonesian Institute of Sciences Muhammad Nur Hasim. China badminton team managed to become the champion of BWF World Junior Championship 2017. For the ninth time, Indonesian students who joined the Jakarta Student Family Association in Cairo, Egypt, held Jakarta event on October the 13th. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce you to Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition, and cuisine. Today, I will take you to travel to Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara Province, to enjoy the beautiful Cencawulang waterfall. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Other than via shortwave, you can also listen to this program at www.voi.co.id. Cencawulang Waterfall is located about 30 kilometers from Labuan Bajo, capital of West Manggarai Regency, Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara Province. The road to Cencawulang Waterfall is not as good as the scenery you will encounter. To go to Cencawulang from Labuan Bajo to Wersawe, the village that becomes the entrance to this waterfall location, you will find the road is up and down and winding. The distance is approximately 1 hour by car. The weather in Cencawulang is very cool because the area is located on the slopes of Meliling Mountain with an altitude of 1,239 meters above sea level. To get to this place is actually not too difficult. Usually, tourists can rent a motorbike or rent a car to go there. Along the way, you will pass plantations owned by residents with commodities such as candle nuts, coffee, and cocoa. In addition, you will trek through the dense forest with tall trees and leaves that will shade your body from the sun. When you reach the entrance to Cencawulang, you are required to fill a guest book. In addition, here you will be told that to go to Cencawulang waterfall, you need to use guide services. This is because you will have to walk out into the forest and through the path in approximately 45 minutes. The guide will also give you tips on how to get to the Cencawulang waterfall safely in accordance to local wisdom. For example, do not put your hands on your waist when you start to feel tired, and do not drink while walking away. According to the guides, it is also advisable not to wear footwear so that at the time of climbing, you can have a strong foothold. In the local language, Cencai means waterfall. And Wulang means moon. This is because it is said that in ancient times, the shape of this waterfall is like the moon. Around this waterfall, there are canyon, river, and valley flanked by giant cliffs. The water in the river coming from the top of the cliffs is crystal clear. The three-story waterfall with a height of 100 meters has a natural pool large enough to accommodate the flow of falling water, so it is suitable for swimming. Here, visitors can have fun by jumping off the cliff then plunging into the river for swimming. Unfortunately, around this place you will not get food and beverage sellers. Therefore, you should bring your own supplies when visiting Chuncha Wulang Waterfall. When you have the opportunity to visit the island of Flores, take time to visit this Chuncha Wulang waterfall because this waterfall is one of three exotic waterfalls in the middle of Flores tropical forest with natural and beautiful scenery. Ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Until tomorrow then, with other interesting topics, this is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service West of Indonesia, welcome back to our regular program Miscellany. The topic for today is Siak Bermada Festival 2017. Stay tuned. Siak Regency of Riau Province this year held Siak Bermada Festival. Again, this festival is an annual event which is an arena of cultural arts competition among sub-districts in Siak Regency held in Siak capital, Siak Sri Indrapura. It is also to commemorate the anniversary of Siak Regency. Types of competition that are usually compete in this festival are Zapin or Malay dance with Arabic influence, Bright Spirit, Referred verse, jokes, nasheed, Malay literature, creation dance, and others. Besides Siak community, this activity is also followed by people from Bangka Belitung, North Sumatra, West Sumatra, DKI Jakarta, and Jambi provinces. Since last year, the Siak festival has also been participated in by neighboring countries, namely Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. Siak Region Haji Syamsuar officially opened the 15th Siak Festival 2017 on last Tuesday, October 10, 2017. The theme adopted this year is Develop Custom and Culture to Raise Nation Dignity. In his speech, Syamsuar said that Siak Bermada Festival is an appreciation of Malay art and culture in Siak Regency. According to Syamsuar, this Siak Bermada Festival has been transformed into one of leading tourism events in Siak. This is due to the presence of participants and delegates who came from home and abroad. He said that the festival, which will become the annual event of the preeminent tourism of Siak Regency, is in line with the realization of Siak, which is prosperous in the society of religious and cultured Malay, as well as making Siak as a tourism destination in Sumatra. Shamsuar added that this event was also an effective means to educate the public to be more solidly established to live with the values of philosophy as a Malay in the Malay world. This festival is also a forum for evaluation of cultural arts development of Malay society rich in customs. Implementation of the value of traditional art and cultural through this activity is expected to inspire people to have character in accordance with Malay traditional culture. Shamsuar also invited the participants to enjoy the atmosphere of Siak Sri Indrapura city, which has many relics of historical heritage as well as distinctive religious and natural attractions. Meanwhile, Head of Tourism Office Siak, Fauzi Asni, said that this activity was an effort to develop the potential of both culture and art and was expected to be an inspiration in the application of local wisdom in social life. He added that this year, Siak Festival held Zapin Kreasi Baru International Dance Competition, which was followed by several arts teams including teams from overseas such as from Malaysia, which sent Sanggar Budaya Sri Pengkalan, and Singapore, which sent Sanggar Gentari. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Galim Kamal. He was listening to our broadcast in Arabic program through shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz at 1650 hours UTC, and the SINPO was 45444. Hello, Mr. Galim Kamal. Thank you very much for your email. We are really sorry because we replay your email too late. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. Through your reception report, we believe that you can listen to our broadcast clearly. Unfortunately, your email is not quite detailed. You just wrote music program with another unclear sentence. We try to interpret that you like Indonesian music. For that, we will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Galim Kamal, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Mencintaimu jauh sebelum kulihat wajahmu, wajahmu. Menyayangimu semenjak jarimu masih bersatu, bersatu. Tumbuh
sungguh yang sesungguhnya, sayang yang sebenarnya. Senyummu senyumku, sedihmu sedihku. Oh, dunia ramalah padanya. Belahan jantungku mencintaimu jauh sebelum kulihat wajahmu, wajahmu. Menyayangimu semenjak jarimu masih bersatu, bersatu. Tumbuh yang sesungguhnya, sayang yang sebenarnya. Padanya belahan jantungku.
Listener, now we will replay a letter from Igor Sannikov in Russia. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through shortwave on frequency 9525 kHz at 1300 hours to 1359 hours UTC with the simple 35333. Hello, Mr. Igor Sannikov. Thank you very much for your time to monitor our radio. Your reception report is very detailed, so we can know that you can listen our broadcast quite clear in your country. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Igor Sannikov, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Terdalam yang pernah ku rasa, hasratku hanyalah untukmu, terukir manis dalam renunganku. Jiwamu, jiwaku menyatu, biarkanlah ku rasakan hangatnya sentuh kasihmu. Bawa daku, penuhiku, berilah diriku kasih putih di hatiku.
Ku datang padamu kekasihku,
ku curahkan ini
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Nelcy Remedy Bidart in Brazil. In her email, Ms. Nelcy Remedy Bidart asked how to tune our broadcast. Hello, Ms. Nelcy Remedy Bidart. Thank you very much for your appreciation on our broadcast. To monitor our broadcast is very easy. You can listen to our radio through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also tune through your smartphone. You just download application RRE Play and RRE World Service mobile applications. So Miss Nelcy Remedy Bidart, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Dihadapi, lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini?
bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Carlos Gravena in Brazil. Mr. Carlos Gravena wrote an email to Spanish section of our broadcast, Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Carlos Gravena. Thank you for your attention. Your email has been forwarded to related section. Please be patient who wait for the reply from the section. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Kau pun sadari hingga
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.